that particular dam is a problem in that it is a barrier to fish passage, and primarily the fish of interest for our sake is the endangered pallid sturgeon.
Spokesman Steve Forrest says the dam, located about 20 miles north of Glendive, Montana, is part of an agricultural irrigation system along the Yellowstone. But there have been discussions in recent years about replacing the dam or removing it entirely. He says the low overhead dam is one of several along the path of the river and hampers the development of the pallid sturgeon.
What the problem is with those other dams is that the length of river between one dam and the tailwaters created by the next dam downstream are too short to allow eggs of the pallid sturgeon to mature before they reach the tailwaters of the next reservoir. And what happens then is that those eggs basically sink to the bottom of the reservoir and they're suffocated.
Forrest says it's possible that if sturgeon can make it past the dam at Intake, Montana, the eggs may have a long enough stretch of the river to mature. Forrest says the number of wild-born pallid sturgeon is on the decline. He says there have been attempts to raise hatchery-born sturgeon, but it's believed only 125 wild-born sturgeon remain in existence on the Yellowstone. Forrest says the demise can be traced back to the action of humans.
At least as far as we can tell, the sturgeon species that the pallid is derived from existed about 78 million years ago. So they have survived the major extinction event that killed off the dinosaurs. They've lived through several ice ages in North America and seem to have done quite well up until recent times. They just seem to be no match for the dams.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently taking public comment on the Intake Dam until the 18th of this month. Forrest says people can make comments through the Army Corps website or through the Defenders of Wildlife website. That would be defenders.org. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.